And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at our website, fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the good old show on iTunes. And they'll deliver this behemoth of a masterpiece straight to your iPod every single week.
So we got a different lineup this week than we usually do. Usually we've got Fred does the community calendar, but we have so much stuff going on the show that we're going to kick it right off. But if you want to know what's going on in Tucson and Southern Arizona, go to our website, fredandjeff.com. And we have got links there to all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, the only calendar stuff I have is stuff that's today.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about two folks that are doing stuff today. But you got other stuff?
Other stuff, yeah. We have friends in the studio with us. But today is the last day of Halloween at Tucson Reed Park.
Cool.
At the Reed Park Zoo. From 6 to 8 at the zoo, 5:30 if you're a member, early admission. Tonight is the last night for Nightfall at Old Tucson. Let's see, tonight is also... there's a hockey game. The University of Arizona ice hockey team is playing Eastern Michigan today at the TCC at 1 p.m. And we'll be talking about future games in the future.
Right.
But there's all sorts of stuff going on today that you don't want to miss. And also
our friends from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation are here. And there's an unbelievably fun event happening this evening, starting at Gentle Ben's at 4 p.m., the Run Like Hell 5K Run. And with us in the studio is Michelle Murphy, the Executive Director of Cystic Fibrosis.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
And Doug McClure, who's a lifelong cystic fibrosis volunteer.
That is correct.
You're chairman of the board this year, aren't you, Doug?
That is correct.
All right. So tell us about this crazy run.
Well, we're really excited, Jeff, and we're really excited about the run. And it's at 4 o'clock for those listeners that you have out there right now that are looking for a great event, for a great cause, to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. It's 4 o'clock at Gentle Ben's. The price is $20. It's a family fun run. Everybody's going to be dressed up. It's an absolute blast. Last year we had it with great success. We are looking for a lot of people to sign up. We're getting positive feedback from it. Michelle, they can sign up on the website, which is?
Tucson.cff.org/runlikehell. But best thing you can do at this point is just come on down.
Come down to Gentle Ben's this afternoon.
Come down at 4 o'clock and sign up.
And where's Gentle Ben's? Remind me, because, you know, it's been years since I've had a cocktail there.
If yours means weeks or days.
It could mean hours.
Yeah.
Well, it's right there on University Drive. Michelle, there's plenty of parking. They can park in
there. Yeah, right there at University Main Gate Square there.
That's right. It's at 865 East University.
And there's a huge old parking structure just to the north of Gentle Ben's.
That's right. And it's 4 o'clock registration, 5 p.m. the race starts. And, Doug, you're not exaggerating when you say people dress up, because people will dress up like mummies and vampires and Darth Vader and the cast from Star Trek and anything you can think of. People will be wearing their Halloween costumes to run in this 5K.
Absolutely, and we have special guests, and we're going to have a lot of celebrities that are going to be out there, such as yourself and a lot of other people throughout the community, so it's going to be an exciting event. We're looking forward to it, and again, we're going to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. So there'll be a lot of people out there, family and friends that have cystic fibrosis, and we are encouraging everybody to come on out. We couldn't be more excited about it. We are anticipating actually a record attendance out there.
That's
so
great.
If you want fun and you want really a great time,
nobody wants fun. Nobody wants a great time.
We encourage you to come on down.
Now, just for our listeners that don't know, Michelle, can you tell us what cystic fibrosis is?
Sure. Thanks for asking. Cystic fibrosis is an inherited genetic condition, and it affects primarily the respiratory and digestive systems. It causes a thick, sticky mucus to clog the airways and the digestive system, causing children with CF to have difficulties breathing, have trouble getting nourishment because the food they eat doesn't get picked up by their system. And because of the problems with the lungs, they also suffer from a lot of secondary infections and pneumonia. It's a really insidious disease.
Oh, man. Well, the work you guys do is amazing. So thanks for what you do. Thanks for helping the kids of the community.
Thank you. It's a really important time for CF. For the first time ever this year, the FDA approved a drug called Kalydeco, which treats the underlying causes of CF. It's essentially as close to a cure as we've ever been for 4% of the population. 4%, but we are just on the verge of being able to cure this disease for the other 96%. Within the next 5 years, the funding is so critical because the research, we are just so close.
So every $20 today is going to be a big difference.
It's going to make
absolutely
a significant difference.
Well, thanks for the work you guys do. And folks, remember, today at 4 o'clock, come dressed up in your Halloween costume. If you don't want to give away what you're going to wear, the Halloween costume for your parties this next week, wear last year's Halloween costume. And it's
Or go as a hobo.
Or, hey, the old Charlie Brown ghost. With all the holes in the blanket.
Yep.
Anything.
I'm looking around right now at the costumes, and they look pretty incredible right now, right just in this room. So I know that we're all getting ready to go on down there. So you know what? And I encourage everybody to come down and see the costumes that I'm looking at right now. And
hey, this is what I wear to church.
Look good.
Yeah, come down. Costume contest, even costume contest for the kids and your fashionable four-legged friends.
Prizes.
Nice. You don't want to miss that.
We have everything down there.
I'm pretty excited.
Food. It's just a lot of fun. Money's going for a great cause. And again, you know what? We speak to the heart because we want to touch the heart and really find a cure for the disease. So we can't thank you enough for giving us the opportunity to come down and talk about cystic fibrosis.
Absolutely.
Hey, take a second and thank your sponsors, because I know obviously General Benz is probably a big sponsor.
Thank you so much. I really wanted to get that in there. We are so grateful to General Benz and Golden Eagle in particular for their support of this event. It wouldn't be happening without them.
That's awesome. All right, folks, 4 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get out and run run a 5K and see some pretty hilarious stuff.
Or walk.
Bring your pets.
Bring your family.
Bring your kids.
Yep.
Have fun. General Benz down at University and Park. Guys, thanks a bunch.
We'll see you
out there this afternoon.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thanks,
and
Fred.
On the other side of the break, boy, do we have some more fun stuff coming up. So stick around.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because the trauma team at UMC delivers life-saving care.
Because the engineers at Solon make solar energy a reality.
While Davis-Monthan Air Force Base helps protect our freedoms.
Because researchers at Ventana Medical Systems lead the way in the nation's fight against cancer.
And because the Tucson Conquistadors raise millions of dollars to support kids' charities.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome, everybody. That was kind of an abrupt stop. Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And in studio with us, almost packing the rafters, is the Manzanita Bluegrass Band.
Sweet.
I got it right.
I think you did.
And Jeff, why don't you introduce, there's a big bluegrass festival coming up, and we're going to be here as the bluegrass music today.
Actually, Fred, we are at the end of the bluegrass festival. Today is the last day, so if you're in your car right now looking for something to do, you're leaving church, you're just driving around aimlessly, you need to head to the Tucson Bluegrass Festival, and you want to introduce our guest?
Well, I don't know who they are, Jeff.
All right. Well, that's real nice. Here you go, Fred. You're getting the sheet.
I'm getting Aaron Vest.
Bass player.
Bass player.
Oh, he's the new guy. He's not even part of the band.
I'm not in the band. This is a real thrill. My name is Mike Hedrick. I am
Mike Hedrick,
coordinator of the Bluegrass Festival that's going on out at the Ava Amphitheater. As we speak.
Yeah, tell us who are some of the acts you guys have brought in.
Well, we always bring in some great national acts, and we have great local acts. The headliner this year is Sierra Hull.
Highway
111. Sierra Hull is all of 20 years old now, I think. She's a great mandolin player. She is a graduate of the Berklee School of Music in Boston. She appeared on the Grand Ole Opry at age 11 with Alison Krauss.
Wow.
So she is a phenom. She's got a great band called Highway 111 that will be headlining the festival.
Now, have they played yet?
Yes.
They played last night, right?
They played last night,
so
yeah.
If we can get some folks to come out there today, tell us what fun acts they're going to see today.
Okay, well, coming on, actually, Sierra Hull comes on at 11:30. So if you're hearing this right at the front,
get
if you
your
run
rear end
real fast, you might get there. At 12:15, there's a band called Superstition Ridge. They're from Phoenix. And they won our band competition last year. So by virtue of that, they get to play at the festival this year.
Oh, now, wait. Time out. Tell us about this band competition.
There is a band competition on Friday night. It's a really cool deal. We have up to 10 bands that enter. Any band can enter.
Any band from Arizona or any band from anywhere?
Any band from anywhere. They tend to be from Arizona, but there's no restrictions. They can enter. We'll take up to 10 bands. They do have to be an acoustic band, using acoustic instruments like bluegrass. We have $1,000 in prize money, $500 for the first place, $300 for second, $200 for third. And the winning bands get to play on stage at the festival.
That's great.
Admission to the band contest starts 7 o'clock on Friday. Admission is free, so you can come to that one absolutely free of charge. And usually we bring the winner back the following year to be one of our performing bands.
So these guys from Phoenix won that.
They won it last year.
That's great. And here they are playing on Sunday.
Here they are playing on Sunday.
That's fabulous. Who else can people see if they can hustle out there
at
today?
At 1 o'clock, we have Mark Phillips and the Third Generation Band. This is a band out of Norman, Oklahoma. That's really a good top-rated band from out of town. Plays good, hard-driving, traditional music. Has a fantastic fiddle player. So they'll be on at 1. At 1:45... you could actually hear the winner of this year's band contest.
Nice! So
that'll be their time on stage.
Very cool.
At 1:45. And at 2:30, there's a Tucson band called the Unusual Suspects.
The Unusual Suspects.
And then at 3:15, the closing act is the Snoring Dogs, which is a great band from actually that band is from Tucson and Phoenix, but it includes Peter McLaughlin, who is a national flat picking champ, and some other really all star performers from the Phoenix and Tucson area. So that is a very fine band.
Okay, Mike. Now I've got to ask you, where are you from?
Me? East Tennessee.
You're from East Tennessee?
Yes.
How did you find your way to Tucson?
IBM moved me here.
Okay, so
22 years ago, and I've been retired for about 12 now.
And how long have you been associated with the Bluegrass Festival?
Well, this is our 13th festival. I've been associated with it 13 years.
Okay, were you one of the pioneers of this festival?
The first couple years I was one of the folks who helped, and for the past 10 I've been one of the coordinators of the festival.
So who originated this festival?
The Desert Bluegrass Association was formed in 1995, and one of the original objective was to have a bluegrass festival, and it took about 5 years before they built up enough steam to have one. But basically, the driving force was a fellow named Chris Bashir, who is no longer in the area, but a great, great fiddle player and a great performer that used to be in the area. But he was the one who really championed it 13 years ago to make it happen.
All right. So, you know, one of the things we talk about on this show all the time are our neighbors, you know, how great our neighbors are. And you are the perfect example, you and probably everybody in this room, are the perfect example of a guy who wasn't born in Tucson. You were transferred here for your job. Mm-hmm. And you took something that was very meaningful to you, and you've brought it to everybody who lives in the community. Yeah.
That's true.
Don't be humble.
There was a lot here before me. But
was there a lot of bluegrass here before you showed up?
There was some, sure. Although I have to admit that when I first came in 1990, I had to look very hard to find any. Now you can go to our website, you can come to our jams, you can come to our workshops. We got a lot of things going on, and it's real easy to find.
Oh, so well, then let's talk about blossomed. That. Then let's talk about that. So your website, what's your web address?
The web address is www.desertbluegrass.org.
Say that again.
www.
That's enough. I just want to hear that www. That's kind of a dead giveaway that you're not from around here. Desertbluegrass.org.
Yeah.
And you guys, you said you do workshops?
We do. We actually have two workshops each week, one on the east end of town and one over in the Northwest. The one on the East End is on every Monday evening at 6:30 at Christ Community Church, which is located at 7801 East Kenyon Drive. It's open to anyone. You can come play. If you don't know how to play, you can come hold your instrument till you learn how to play. these guys will teach you how. That draws, I think last night I counted 35 people. That was a little bit shy, right, Doc?
That's right.
Sometimes we get up to 60 at that one. The other one is every Wednesday evening, again at 6:30, and it's at the Marana Community Center, which is 13251 Lon Adams Road in Marana. And that one has been also drawing anywhere from the 10 to 30 range. So we have two workshops each week. One on Monday, one on Wednesday. And then we have eight jams. I'm sorry, it's six each month.
Before you tell me about that, I want to ask you a question. When you say if you show up with a guitar or a fiddle or a bass or a harmonica or anything, and you have no idea how to play it, you're kidding that that you stick around long enough, someone will show you how to play it?
Yeah.
Or are you being serious?
Yeah. No, I'm being serious. You will not get individualized instruction, but you'll have somebody who'll come up and say, here's where you put your fingers and here's how you move them. So somebody will come around and help you out a little bit.
That's very cool.
It actually works better if you actually know the basic chords and know everything. And then what happens is they will teach you how to play in a group and how to play together and how to get smooth with it. They'll start slow on a lot of songs, learn some simple songs, build up.
Well, give us an idea of what is a simple song that you guys might. You keep looking at Doc. Why don't we introduce Doc?
This is Paul Doc Simpson. Doc is our president of the Desert Bluegrass Association. And I got to tell you, he is the guy who makes the workshops work. So the workshops are sort of Doc Simpson's baby. So we'll let him tell you, answer that one.
So, Doc, let me ask you a question. If I showed up on, next week, and I just right out of the box had a mandolin, because I see you standing there holding your mandolin.
That's right.
What song would we learn to play together?
Well, I have to tell you, every month we have three basic bluegrass songs that we focus on. All month long, one of our class mottos is, if you're not sick of the song, you haven't played it enough. So that's the good part of that is that we take really, those basic songs, and we play them over and over again so that beginners have an opportunity to really learn the chord progressions, learn the leads, get comfortable. We have a whole lot of fun. Another class model that we have is have the courage to play imperfectly. And so we remind folks, look, this is bluegrass. It's not brain surgery. It's nobody's life is on the line here. This is for fun. So we have 2 hours of just a whole lot of fun with people learning to play bluegrass.
Well, that's cool. Okay, so we are at the bottom of the hour. We have to take a break. What are one of those songs that you play over and over and over that maybe you and the fellas here can play us all the way to the news break?
I'll Fly Away. That's a great introduction. Let's do it.
I'll Fly Away. Okay, here we go.
Over, I'll fly away. Oh, land where joys will never end. I'll fly
As Congress Street opens and construction slows down, it's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown.
You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums.
Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown.
Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown.
See more at Tucson. See more at downtown Tucson.org. See more at downtowntucson.org. What a cheese.
Well, you know, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
That was Irwin Vest, Paul Simpson, Reed Griffin, Bill Paul, Dean Bruner, Bob Van Hosen, also known as the Manzanita Bluegrass Band. And this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff, and we're talking bluegrass
that
today.
That was awesome, you guys. All right, nice work.
So if you're just joining us, they started that song at the beginning or at the end of the last segment, brought it through the news and commercials, and here we are in the second half hour of the show.
Yeah, I think we had a lot more fun than our listeners because they had to listen to the news. We got that.
That was awesome.
So actually, Fred, that was a different song, but in the same key, but it's bluegrass. So
they all sound alike anyway.
Well, did I not say that right?
What?
The song?
I never listened to you, Fred. I don't know what you said.
That was All Fly Away.
Well, it was awesome. So, Doc, can we talk to you a little bit more?
Oh, sure.
So before we hit the break, we were talking about your jam sessions and your workshops and the things that you guys do to help folks around town develop a love for this kind of music.
So, Jeff, I got to tell you, we have a whole bunch of fun. We get middle schoolers, high schoolers, folks in college, on through retirees that show up every Monday night. I have to tell you, it's kind of expensive. It's 2 hours. It's completely free. So we don't charge anything. We just do this for torturous fun. We have a great time. It's bluegrass. And we get folks from all over the community who forever have been wanting to play. And they have their dad's mandolin, their mom's guitar sitting in the closet. And what's particularly satisfying about this is people get a place where they can come play for one of the first times in their lives, you know. Sit down, have fun. We laugh a lot. Again, it's bluegrass, folks. It's not, you know, nobody's...
It's not Beethoven.
Right. Although we do sing a lot of songs about killing folks and throwing them in the river or floating on down. But that's another story.
So where are you from, Doc?
You know, Tucson, for the most part, is home. My dad was Air Force, and we, as a boy, we settled into to Tucson here. So this has been home. And
how did you develop a love for bluegrass?
A very, very twisted personality and a lot of mental illness kind of fed that. And I'm a criminal forensic psychologist, so I do criminal work for the courts. And I've always enjoyed music, and I have to tell you, it's... this is a wonderful diversion away from the darker side of human nature to get to go play music and enjoy it.
Well, it seems like it's just all about community and fun and getting to meet a bunch of folks that you didn't know when you walked in the door, because you guys, you'll take all comers.
Right, and absolutely. And the thing that folks should know about bluegrass is it's very much a relational form of music, very much community driven, and it's all about connections and hanging out and getting to know folks.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because we don't have a clear definition of what bluegrass is. I mean, you know, there's a sense of, I know whenever there's like a mandolin and a banjo and a violin, I'm like, oh, that's bluegrass. But I mean, is there a definition about exactly what it is?
Every bluegrasser has a different one, so you can...
Well, here's a bluegrasser. I apologize. I wasn't introduced. What's your name?
Bill Paul.
Hi, Bill. Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. You're the banjo player.
I'm the banjo picker.
So, and the singer?
Every now and again.
So tell us about bluegrass. What is
that?
Well,
bluegrass originated back in the mid to late 40s with a fellow by the name of Bill Monroe. And Bill was out of Ohio County, Kentucky, West Kentucky. And what Bill Monroe did was he took the instruments that you see today, the bass fiddle, the mandolin, of which Bill played, the five-string banjo, the guitar, and a fiddle, took all these instruments and put them all together and formed a band. Before Bill Monroe, you might see a banjo and a mandolin, maybe a banjo and a fiddle. Today we call that old-time music. And so anyway, Bill Monroe put all these instruments together, and because he was from the state of Kentucky, he kind of got the name of the Bluegrass Boys from the bluegrass in the state of Kentucky. And so Bill was in that music for many, many years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Two of the members that Bill Monroe had in his very first band was Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Wow, Flatt and Scruggs, yeah.
And in 1948, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, they left Bill Monroe's band and formed their own and called themselves Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. And it's kind of peculiar because when Lester and Earl were together for 20 years, they never used the word bluegrass in their music. Because they left Bill Monroe's band in probably not the best of circumstances. And they never hired a mandolin player. Although they may have had one stand in once in a while, they never hired a mandolin player.
Interesting.
Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs was one of the first bluegrass bands to use drums in some of their recordings back in the early 60s to kind of go along with the rockin' or the folk music era. And Lester and Earl were actually the bluegrass band that took bluegrass music out of the South, where it originated, and took it throughout the country.
Mainstreamed it.
They sure did. They went up to play to Carnegie Hall in New York City. They was on a West Coast tour in Los Angeles, California. And, of course, Jeff, what'd they get picked up for there? Do you remember?
Paul Henning.
Yeah. He was a producer of a TV show that debuted in 1962. You're a winner.
I remember that. I remember seeing them on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, they did the opening.
Exactly.
Well, they were on the show, too.
Yeah, they did appearances on the show, and that really accelerated Lester and Earl into the bluegrass music era, to where folks who didn't listen to bluegrass got a chance to hear it through that TV show.
Well, and now on the Andy Griffith Show, they played music. Was that?
That, on the Andy Griffith Show, the old Darlin family.
That's it, the Darlin family.
Was actually the Dillards. Rodney and Doug Dillard had their own band. They portrayed the Darlin family. There's also...
But that's not bluegrass?
That is bluegrass.
Okay,
oh,
it is
yes,
bluegrass.
It is. And also on the Andy Griffith Show was the Kentucky Colonels. Was a band that portrayed on there maybe once or twice. And a friend of mine, I know him well, Billy Ray Latham, played the banjo as one of the Kentucky Colonels on the Andy Griffith Show. So the music has been portrayed through the years in different TV shows and such.
Now, you're not a native either.
No.
Where are you from?
San Diego, California.
No way.
Well, like Paul Simpson, his was Air Force. My dad was Navy. He was stationed in San Diego when I come along. But our family is out of Virginia and East Tennessee, like Mike.
Oh, that's great.
So that's where our family originates, is out of Virginia.
Well, now, there's a couple more of you guys here. Aaron, the bass player back here. Aaron, where are you from?
I'm originally from Tucson.
All right, we got a native, Fred.
Yeah, a native.
But he's the guy in the back with the bass. And you guys over there, you're the violin player. I'm sorry, I don't
know.
You're from Tucson?
Tucson, too.
You guys are all from Tucson.
Yeah.
So how... And the dobro player?
Kansas.
Sheriff
Bob.
All right, so you guys are kind of all over the place. And how did you guys find each other?
We were in the Pima County Jail.
You got to get up to the microphone.
We were in the Pima County Jail, and
but isn't that where
you were in the jug one night, right?
We all shared the same probation officer, so it worked out really good that way.
No, actually, actually, Jeff, we all met through the workshop, the Desert Bluegrass Association workshop. The great thing about bluegrass, and I'm Reed, by the way. That's who you're talking
Thanks,
to.
Thanks, Reed.
It's a very accessible music. It's acoustic, so the mistakes that you hear are the mistakes that you made. But it's a very simple chordal harmony type of music. What differentiate and build and bring it out is music. Bluegrass music is very fast. The beat, the mandolin player, the lead player, the fiddle player, or the mandolin player is almost playing ahead of the beat, and I think that's differentiates. Primarily bluegrass from folk music, that and the five-string banjo, is that it's very fast. But what I wanted to say about the workshop, it's a great place for folks to come together and share, to learn their instruments, but also little bands have formed, and it's really great for the community. I can't overemphasize how fun the free workshop is every Monday night.
That's what we're trying to do. So we got to take our last break of the hour. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Let's have a little tune. We'll fade in.
You guys ready to do a little tune?
Hold What You Got.
Hold What You Got?
What You Got. It's kind of a conglomeration between country and bluegrass and a little bit of Cajun thrown in there.
All right.
What you got? I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got. And I don't need, baby. I'm thinking about you. And I'm on my way. I don't sell a house and don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay. In my mind, I can't see. That's a mighty good sign that I need. So that's why I can't wait. Yourself real good and tight, and I'll be home before daylight. If you hold what you got, I'm a coming home to stay.
Hold what you got, I'm a coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and it don't mean maybe. And I'm thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Don't say
visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5startermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Coming home today.
All right, and welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff, and you've been listening to the dulcet tones of the Manzanita Bluegrass Band, which consists of our guest bass player, Aaron Vest, Paul Doc Simpson, Reed Griffin, playing guitar and vocals, Bill Paul, who's the five-string banjo, Dean Bruner, who's on fiddle, Bob, I guess Sheriff Bob, who's on the dobro, and you guys have been playing a great tune. And Mike Hendrick is here. He's the executive director of the Bluegrass Society. Is that, get your title right?
Close enough.
Close enough for Bluegrass.
We don't worry about titles too much.
Well, you know, so we've got, I don't know, we've got about 8 or 9 minutes to go here. 6 minutes, holy mackerel, left on the show. And we really appreciate you guys coming out. But I know there's some stuff that you want to talk about.
Well,
so,
one thing I wanted to say is we are having our 13th annual Bluegrass Festival this weekend. It's coming to a close when you hear this. So I'll make a deal here. Anybody who comes out to the festival and mentions this show at the gate, we get in free for the rest of the afternoon.
Great.
So,
thank you.
We've got about 4 hours left. So come on out to the Ava Amphitheater. It's at 5655 West Valencia Road.
Very cool.
You could have a good time for a few
bring
hours.
Instruments, too.
Yeah, bring your instruments.
Will there be parking lot jamming going on out there?
You bet. As a matter of fact, there will be people jamming in the parking lot from about Wednesday on. We have a section of the parking lot designated as the camping area, so you bring your RVs, come out there, or we got a grassy area where you can pitch your tent. You can stay the whole time, you can jam the whole time if you want to. There'll be a lot of really good jams going on throughout the weekend.
How many people do you think are in attendance for the whole festival? How many folks did you have last year?
Last year we had slightly over 1,100.
1,100 people.
Right.
Are you guys happy with that number?
No, we always want more. but it's a good-sized festival. What that makes it is a small, sort of intimate festival. If you get 30 or 40,000 people there, it gets pretty unwieldy. So we are a small festival, and we like it, but we welcome more. Want as many as we can get.
That's awesome. Now, are there any sponsors that you want to say thank you to?
We do have a number of sponsors that I might mention. The Folk Shop has been a sponsor. Roadrunner Lock and Key has been a sponsor for years. Music and Arts is a sponsor. A couple of radio stations I'll not mention are sponsors.
Well, that's okay. And you guys, once again, if... This festival's been going on for 13 years?
This is the 13th year,
and there's a lot left in the day. A lot left. And even if you bring your musical instrument out, if the festival's over, you can go out to the parking lot and play for a while.
That's exactly right.
That's awesome.
And the music goes on to 4, so there's some time.
That's great.
Now, you were talking about there's 8 jams a month. What happens with those?
The jams are an informal get-together where anybody that wants to can come and play. And they tend to be a little bit more advanced than the workshops. But we have them all across town at various places. For example, the first Sunday of every month, 3 to 5, we're at the Udall Recreation Center. The first Thursday of the month, 7 to 9, we're at the Rincon Market. The third Thursday, 6 to 8, we are at the Pinnacle Peak Restaurant, Picking at the Peak. The third Sunday, 3 to 5, we're at Music and Arts on Thornydale Road up in the northeast side. The fourth Sunday from 4 to 6, we're at Thirsty's Bar and Grill on Pantano Road. And the fourth Thursday, we play at the Emeritus Senior Living Center at 8151 East Broadway. So anyone's welcome to come. We welcome listeners. We call them grinners. So you can come and play. You can come just listen. Everyone's welcome. One of the things we try to do is get like-minded people who enjoy bluegrass music together to play, and that's what the jams are all about.
Well, it's so infectious, you know. I think once you sit in on a jam, the next thing you know, you're going to want to know more about that type of music, you know. And the next thing you know, you'll be humming Angelina the Baker all the time,
right?
And
right.
You know, then you're really in good spirits,
right?
So, give us your website one more time.
www.desertbluegrass.org O-R-G.
And everything related to your guys' group is on that website.
Yes, it is. And even some things that aren't, other concerts and things that are going on, we've put there as well. Anything related to bluegrass is there.
Sweet. That's awesome. And the Manzanita Bluegrass Band. Thanks, fellas, for coming in today. I mean, you guys were great.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Yeah, it was wonderful. A little bluegrass history. Doc, nice to know you're not running from the law anymore.
Yeah, he is the law. That's the law.
Well, we got a little housekeeping. Get some stuff away.
Do it.
Well, let's. We did get a really awesome history lesson. So the first person to email me at fred@friendjeff.com and just writes in the subject title, the name of the guy who invented bluegrass music, we'll get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists and some pizza and craft beer from 1702.
It's Monroe, right, Fred? Because I think he still owes me $20.
No, that's the President of the United States.
All right, you guys, we got 30 seconds. You'd like to end with something? Play us on out.
Old home place. 1, 2, 3, 4.